Blog Talk Radio.
Talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. Hey, are you looking to find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you.
And welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host, Jessica. And hopefully we have all of our technical problems worked out this week.
Well, we're sitting really far apart from each other.
And that helped last week. Helped last week because we did a show on Sunday night with the Network of Christian
Psychics. And we didn't do it with this one, did we?
No, we didn't. We did it with another, and that one worked really well.
It did.
So we want to welcome everybody who's listening. It's going to be a really good night for lots of different reasons. One of the reasons is that I'm going to read a beautiful prayer that was sent from the Capuchin Franciscan friars. I actually flubbed that.
It's hard to say.
Capuchin Franciscan monkeys. Friars. And it's a beautiful prayer, and that came to me today, and I really
That's
appreciate
nice.
That. And God bless them for doing that. And it's actually in honor of Saint Padre Pio's day, which is his official day, because you know a lot of people don't realize that you know whether you're Catholic or not.
Mm-hmm.
Padre Pio had a wonderful thing happen to him. And the feast day of Padre Pio is on the 23rd, which is this coming Sunday. But he was the first one and when I say first one, I don't mean only one, because I've heard that there have been others in the past, but it's called the Stigmata, which is on May 25th, I believe it was, in 1887. He was kneeling. He was born then, but in 1918 he was kneeling in front of a large crucifix, and he was praying, and he was a very prayerful man, and he had been ordained into the priesthood, and I believe it was like 1910 or something, and he was always known as Padre Pio, and which is very Italian, but he was kneeling in front of a large crucifix, and while he was kneeling and praying, he received the marks of the crucifixion on his hands and on his feet. And, literally, you know, and I remember reading about this from the time I was a kid, thinking, how is that even possible?
Yeah.
Like, these things would just, and they didn't heal. They remained open.
Mm-hmm.
But normally if a person had such a thing, you know, like a wound, it would get infected.
It would get infected, definitely.
But in fact, it did not. And they said that made him the first and quote-unquote stigmatized priest in the history of the church. And the doctor who had examined him couldn't find any natural causes for the wounds. And actually, until his death, so this happened to him in... And again, I believe it was, and forgive me if I'm wrong, I believe it was September 20th of 1918. He died in 1968. And when he died, his wounds then, at that moment, healed.
No
and
way.
No longer became visible, yeah. And even there was no scarring on the skin, it was completely renewed. And he had himself predicted, like 50 years prior to that, before his death, that upon his death he would heal.
Wow.
That was, I guess, the message that he got. And so the wounds of the stigmata were this kind of phenomenon that was only experienced by Father Padre Pio. And so he was named into as a saint, and so his day, his saint day, is on Sunday, September 23rd. So that's kind of cool. And they sent me this prayer in honor of him.
Very
so
neat.
I thought that was kind of neat, because we have talked about saints.
We have.
And we had a saint show.
Yes.
And it was a really... And I didn't get any complaints, not a one.
Uh-huh.
And I was a little worried, because when we did the Saints show, which I'm thinking, if anybody either sends me an email or shoots it over into the chat room that they'd like me to replay it, I'll rerun it tomorrow night for anyone who wants to hear it. They can just log into the show at 8 p.m. I will rerun it if one person says yes, rerun it. And one of the reasons I was concerned about that show was because there were so many things that you and I had no... I mean, I'm Catholic, and you're Methodist.
Right.
And I don't care whether you're... what kind of religion you are, whether you're just spiritual or not. You know, the idea of a saint is usually somebody who had some kind of miracle that was
mm-hmm.
bestowed on them by, you know, by God.
Right.
And then we're canonized, and there's this entire process that goes into
mm-hmm.
it. But the thing was, there was some stuff that we were shocked about.
A lot that I didn't know.
Some stuff that actually... was, you know, not that we were laughing ever at the priest.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
But some of it was just, we were shocked, we were a little amused by some of it, because some of it was just, like, so out there that we didn't even know.
I know.
And it was a really interesting show. So if anyone wants to hear that show, if they didn't hear it and they'd like us to replay it, just shoot us a thing over in the chat room, or even send me an email at docginny@aol.com. That's docginny @aol.com. And we'll be happy to play it tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So people can hear it again, and it was an interesting and
it was a very interesting show, and I think you'd learn a lot.
I think so. There were some amazing things that these people went through to become saints.
It's unbelievable,
and not that they did it to become saints,
no.
But that brought them to that point
mm-hmm.
in their life. So it was just really interesting. Well, tonight's really cool because of some other things we're going to be doing. We are going to be doing, you know, we're going to be talking about crystal healing,
right?
And on Sunday night show we did talk about it as well. Sunday night show we do a show from 8 to 10 called the Network of Christian Psychics Radio,
and I just happened to pop in for that.
And you popped in last Sunday night, and it was really great. great, and you actually popped in as a favor to me because we were trying to get these technical problems worked out with the phone system. And what we had a good time.
It was a lot of fun,
laughing.
And I got to be on with your all your other
round table
psychics.
Yeah, with Reverend J and Reverend Susie Q,
and that was
Reverend
cool.
Susie B. Yeah, it was fun, and she's in our chat room now, monitoring our chat room. And you got to hear all this. Isn't it neat?
It
when
is
we
very
do that?
Neat, and I think it's cool for callers to call in, and they get three different opinions.
And it's true, because sometimes we don't all, we're reaching out to the angels or spirit guides or whoever they're getting their messages from. For me, I call them angels, but angel is also synonymous with spirit guides, so that's okay. And yeah, it's weird, because, one person will get one piece, and another person will get another piece. But
usually it all seems to fit together.
It all gels all at the end. So it was neat. I mean, you've had them do a reading for you.
I have,
and
it was
night
cool.
And it was really cool. And I want to mention and I should say this, too. If you want to get a reading tonight, we're going to be doing them in just a few minutes here. Call in to 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. See, that's like your job. You have
I
to say
the
0882.
Numbers are so complicated.
I would not know that number if somebody asked me out, what's the number to call in? I'd be like, oh, I don't know.
Ask me, and I'd go, 0882.
That's the only part of the number I know. Well, we did, if you want a mini reading, go ahead and call in, get in the queue early, because we're going to be doing some really nice readings tonight. But I want to talk about something that we did just last night, and it was a wonderful experience, and we had such a good time. And more important than that, Jessica found something out. So let me just briefly give you an idea of what we did. Yes, you did. We went to a meetup. Now, on this show, I will often tell people to go to meetup.com.
You do.
Join a group, because you meet wonderful people and you get exposed to, it's kind of like, I've used this before, if you're fishing in a pond and you're only exposed to whatever's in that little pond. And if you don't go to a bigger lake or maybe even the ocean, you're never going to be exposed to anything else.
That's the truth.
And so we had belonged to a meetup group. Which was and he's going to shoot me because I don't even remember the
name. Metaphysical
Native American
meetup group.
Meetup group. We deserve to be shot. But he owns the Native American Healing Center. His name is Peter Cannell, and he's a professional psychic medium, and he lives out in Casadega.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a beautiful facility out there where he does healing and past life regression, and he does wonderful psychic work. He's a medical intuitive by accident,
right?
It was really fun
that was me.
That because there was something that we had just done on the show here 3 weeks ago that was similar to that. So he's just a really neat guy. He's a psychic, and he says he's just practicing in God's given talents, and he's a Native American pastor and ordained Christian minister. He's a medicine man, a member of the Spiritual National Union, and he was actually ordained. I know, I always say the words wrong. Shut up.
Did I say anything? No.
I will pronounce words wrong all the time. I'm going to tell you, my mother used to do that.
You
don't
did,
ask me
and
why.
It used to crack me up.
I know.
And now
I
that
know.
You do it, it cracks me up.
I know, and I don't, and it doesn't occur to me till you start cracking up that I once again pronounced something incorrectly. But at least I'm using the right word. I may be saying it wrong, but I'm using the right word.
We won't write epitome down.
Please don't. Don't write epitome down, because I could have swore it ended with a Y. In any event, he's also Peter Cannell was also ordained by the non-denominational Christian Church.
You're on a roll.
Stumbling tonight, and healer Reverend Willard Fuller, who was an awesome guy, who just passed away, I think, in 2008.
Right.
Was it 2008? And he was born in 1915, I believe. Yeah. If I'm correct,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure
I am.
And he's also, and this kind of plays into what we were going to talk about, what happened to you, because Jessica had something really cool happen. He's also ordained in the ancient Tibetan medicine Buddha healing practice. Now, I want to say this. First of all, it was a phenomenal meeting.
It was. We've been talking about going to this meeting For probably
three years.
And we keep saying, oh, we're going to go, and then we miss it. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go, and then we miss it.
And then we miss it.
And I don't know what made you decide to push me to go this time.
I'm going
to
tell you, I truly believe we're spirit-led. And so let me just say, I got the email for the meetup, and I called up Jessica. I said, you know, why don't we go? And I said, I really think, and she said, yes, let's do it, let's do it. So for 3 years, we've been getting monthly.
I know. Notes,
and we decided, okay, so we're going to go. So, you know, you respond, yes,
mm-hmm.
I will attend. And so, you know, we tool out there eating, like, cheeseburger in the
yeah,
car.
Yeah, on the road.
Onion, which is probably a bad choice. But because we didn't have time for dinner. And so we tool out there in the middle of these horrible storms that we've been having here. And we were going to get a boat because we thought. And
Noah's Ark, maybe?
No, because it was raining so hard.
It was.
No, and so we wanted
and
to
And I even
bring,
called you and said, you sure you want to go because it's raining really
it's
hard.
It's raining really hard. And I said, no, I really think we. So we went. And we get there, and we introduce ourselves. And Peter's been kind enough to do our show.
Yes, he has.
He does he has a wonderful talk that he does about December 21st, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And so we introduce ourselves, and I don't think it clicked right away when we got
I know.
And we sat down, and he said, well, I want to welcome everybody. This will be our last meeting.
I know. We're both going, great.
And we're like, of course it is, because we showed up, right? But what was funny was, this is why we were spirit-led to go, because we would not have the opportunity anytime in the
right.
near future. I think Peter is building a spiritual healing center in Belize.
Yes.
And he is an awesome man.
Which is, it's so exciting.
So exciting. And we just, and I've spoken to him on several occasions. I just never met him face-to-face.
I know.
So it was just so neat. The energy in that room.
Was awesome.
Was awesome. And
very
so,
positive. Everybody was so nice.
And it's always, sometimes it's hard because when I go to any kind of thing like that, for me, sometimes there's ego involved. I don't mean on my
right.
part. I think sometimes when a bunch of different psychics get together,
mm-hmm.
like there's sometimes ego.
Right.
There was no ego there.
No, not
None
at all.
None whatsoever.
Not at all.
He was fantastic. I mean, phenomenal.
Such a nice, nice man.
Rhyme, you know who he reminded me of a little bit?
Who?
Is Reverend Jay. Peter reminded me of Reverend Jay, where there's no hidden agenda.
Right.
Just he is who he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just he's all about love.
Right.
And following his journey in life
mm-hmm.
and wherever he's God driven.
Wherever he's led.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
he goes. So one of the things I said why I had wanted to come and why you wanted to go was because he does work on mediumship and mediumship skills. And psychic skills and developing those. And so Jessica said, you know, I know I'm supposed to be psychic, yada, 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 but I'm not so sure.
Well, I have always felt like I was intuitive in certain ways, but, you know, I see you, I watch you every week, do the show, and mm-hmm. you're so gifted, and I just, you know, I never really feel connected other than to people I know. And I thought there's got to be a way to learn how to do this. So that was the main reason that I went.
And that was really, for me, the reason I went.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping, because I actually, they said, why are you here? And I said, well, you know, I am a professional psychic.
Right.
This is what I do, but I am, and by the way, I never think I've learned too much, because when you think that, you've learned nothing.
Right.
So if I could always, I mean, and you, I can always learn more, and I did last
oh,
night.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's a wonderful teacher. And so we made the, I said, I was hoping that maybe we could, I don't know how to show Jessica
right.
that she's psychic. But I know she is because of our conversations. And everybody is psychic, by the way. And so he says, okay. So he takes off his hat. He was wearing like a, I don't know, a cute little hat.
I don't know what kind
but
of hat you would call
I don't know
that.
What kind of hat. There's, go to his website, casadega.biz, casadega.biz, and you can see a picture of him, and you could read all about his healing center. It's really neat. And he's going to Belize, but he'll be back and forth,
mm-hmm.
so he'll be available for things. But so he took the hat, and he said, I want everybody not to look at each other, but to take something of value or something that you value or something that's personal to you or maybe has some sentimental meaning out of your pocket or purse
mm-hmm.
or your watch or your ring or your keys and put it in the hat. And he held the hat high up so no one could see.
Right.
So everyone kind of looked away and grabbed something and stuck it in the hat. And then the hat got passed around. And then we all had to reach in and grab something
mm-hmm.
and hold it in our hand.
Right.
And we held it. And now each person would then describe the item that they had in their hand and who they thought put it in there and what energy or feeling or picture came to them. So when it got to Jessica, who thinks she's not psychic?
Well, and I'm going, oh, my gosh. nothing but pressure here.
I was freaking out going, oh, no, because I had a rock. Okay, a rock.
Tell me what a rock tells about anyone.
Now, and this is what, and again, I believe there's a purpose, a good purpose for everything. There's a good reason for everything. So Jessica pulls out a rock. She's holding it in her hand. And I know she's sweating bullets over there, but here's the thing. It was a loving environment.
Yes.
Nobody was judging you.
And I didn't feel that nervous about it because I thought, you know what, I'll try whatever I come up with, which isn't like me because I usually freak out.
I know, but it was such a non-judgmental group. They were just so wonderful. And, again, it was all about sharing, giving, helping, and being. So Jessica goes, and go ahead and describe.
Well, he said to me, okay, you know, where do you think this rock came from? Well, what do you see when you hold this rock? And so I just pictured in my mind, you know, and it could be from anywhere, anywhere.
Right.
And it was just kind of a plain white rock. And so I just pictured a hill in my mind, a hill, not a mountain, but a hill. And I pictured somebody climbing this hill, picking up this rock. And he said, okay, close your eyes, and what do you see in your surroundings? So I closed my eyes, and I could really see it. It was the freakiest thing. I could see very desert-looking, a hill, but with mountains in the background. And I said, it's desert, and it looks kind of Arizona-ish. And he said, okay. And he said, and who does it belong to? And I said, you. And he said, bingo.
Bingo.
And you were like,
and I'm like, what?
And everybody in the room went, oh, my gosh. I mean, you could not have been more accurate.
And that blew my mind.
I know it did.
It totally blew my mind.
I think, and what one of the things that we did in that room was to raise the vibration or the psychic energy. And people who want to know if they're psychic or want to be able to tap into that psychic ability, when the energy is high enough for beginners, you really can. And that's
it made all the difference in the world to me.
Yeah, it was so, it was, and all of a sudden, Jessica
realized, I just,
she does, and if you had to describe,
that was an awesome feeling.
Yeah, right.
It was awesome. I mean, I'm like, wow, I really did that. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that rock. I mean, here we are in Florida. How could you put it in
Arizona?
Well,
and that's what I kept thinking. I'm looking at the rock, thinking, think where this could be from. Think, and it didn't look like an Arizona rock. You know what I mean?
And no, it didn't,
it didn't
actually, because I saw you holding it, and I just looked at it. I thought, I was connecting to. I had a paper clip in my hand.
Right.
Somebody had put in there. So I was looking at your rock and I'm thinking, you know, I didn't even try.
Right.
I mean, I thought, that's a tough one.
Oh yeah, a rock tells you nothing. Whereas somebody else got keys with the guy's name on them.
Yeah, which made it a little easier. That was, we all kind of laughed at that.
That was funny.
Because I said, well, I know who these belong to because your name's on it. But the 1, 2, 3, 4 of the people were new. In the group, and so we didn't know each other, and it was just a lot of fun, and we actually held hands and did like an energy
that was, I felt like I
was on
fire.
Me too. It started out
perfectly calm,
and then you kept envisioning the energy going around clockwise, around and around, and next thing you know, my face was burning.
I know, and I'm thinking, wow, menopause is really hitting me all at one
time.
Too.
I'm thinking, wow, this is. I'm thinking, wow. I hope I don't break out in a sweat. Maybe it's a hormonal thing, right? Thinking, oh my God, what is going on here? And then when it stopped, everybody let go of their hands, and everyone said, wow, that was real. And it was literally the vibration got.
It was. You could feel it.
Together,
you could physically feel
it.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was such a neat little thing. So
it was a great experience. Great experience.
It really was. And then there was a gentleman to Jessica's right, and he was very nice.
Yeah.
I won't say his name.
Young guy.
Don't do that. No, young guy. And I said, you work with computers? And he said, well, yeah. And Jessica turns to him, no, you're a spy. And she was kidding. And then she said, no, you're an engineer, right? And he goes, yes. So Jessica came out of the psychic closet last night, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, it is official. Can you imagine
Well,
that?
It was the environment for it. It definitely was the environment for it.
And so my advice to others is if you want to know, everybody has psychic ability on a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone does. And then if you fertilize it, and by fertilizing I mean embrace it and allow it to grow and learn more, and then it will, and that just proved it to you.
Well, it did, and I plan on taking more classes because there's a lot, you know, I'm just beginning this path.
And let me tell you something,
I don't care if you've been doing it as many years as I have or you're just starting to do it now, you never stop taking classes. And I'm going to take some of those classes.
Oh, yeah,
too,
because I'm not going by myself.
Yeah, I know.
So you're going with me to all of them.
I love going to those classes because, you know, if I learn one thing at a class, it was well time spent.
Right.
You know,
right.
Time well spent. Even though I said it backwards, it was time well spent. It's pretty wonderful. And I'm excited to go to some of these classes, and we're going to be doing that starting next week.
Yeah.
So it'll be a lot of fun. But what a great evening. And so we thank Peter Cannell for allowing us to come and sharing.
It was way more than I ever thought it was going to be.
Wasn't it, though?
Mm-hmm.
And again, if anybody ever wants to see his website, what he does or what his because he does do readings by phone as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've never read with him, but I know. I said to Jessica for 3 years, I know he's a good reader.
Yes.
I
you
know
have been saying that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I just feel a connection to him. You know, there are certain people you feel are just good souls.
Yeah.
You know they're good through and through, and they don't have a hidden agenda, and they're all about being and love and help and kindness. And he did something last night that I love too.
What was that?
That I mentioned to you in the car. You know, there's a requested donation of $15,
mm-hmm.
For anyone who attended the meeting. If you had it, you put it in. If you didn't have it, you didn't.
Right.
Now, we got there, and we didn't know it was a donation. I just handed him $30 while we gave our money,
uh-huh.
right? And then we went and sat down, and then at the end he said, you know, and here's the donation bowl, and those who wish to may, and those who don't want or can't, that's fine. He said, or if you need some, reach in and take some.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of person he
yeah.
is, you know. I mean, it's not that he does this because he was looking
right,
to make money.
Right, right.
And money is not
it's definitely
his,
secondary to him.
Yeah, without a doubt. So really love that. So it was a great time. But you can find him at casadaga.biz. That's casadaga.biz. casadaga.biz. And that's where you could find him if you want to even, you know, maybe check him out, check out what he does. He does some neat stuff.
Yep.
You know, of course, he is going to Belize soon. So.
Yeah, so you better catch him now.
Well, he'll be back. Just take my word for
it.
He'll be back. He'll be back and forth. I think that it's going to be a great experience for him. It was a lot of fun.
It was.
It was a lot of fun. So there we go. All right, so you know what we need to do next.
I think take a caller.
I think we've got to take a caller.
I remember it this time.
Yes, I know. You're getting so good. And I think, you know, Jessica, before you know it, is going to be taking some of these calls.
I'm a little ways away from that. Don't freak me out.
She's out of the psychic closet. Okay, so our first caller is calling in from area code 813 with a prefix of 784. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is Elaine.
Oh, you are. Hi, Elaine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you're calling from Florida, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and I only know that because of the prefix on in the phone. It's not, you know. So how can we help you this evening?
Well, my birthday is coming up in a couple of weeks, and I just wanted to know, for this coming year, what did you see? Like, anything good? Because I just feel like I've just been all over the place. Yes.
Okay, so let me just, I'm going to have you do me a favor. What is the actual date of your birthday, if you would, please?
Mm-hmm. October 12th.
October 12th, okay. And I'm going to tell you something that probably, I mean, I don't know if you hear this a lot or not, but even though you're as for your birthday, you're considered a Libra, which in many ways is exactly who you are. You're a kind person. You're very diplomatic. You're, as a matter of fact, you bend over backwards to be.
I do.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. But here's something that I'm going to tell you that I don't see. One of the downsides to a Libra is sometimes they tend to be a little bit vain, and you are not vain. You are the absence of vanity. Yeah, I don't see that in you at all. So it's funny because even though I see the Libra in you, I actually see in some ways maybe a little bit more I can't even see. I see the Virgo, maybe more of the Scorpio in that, because I see you're also very loyal, very passionate. And the only thing you can be sometimes is a little bit obsessive. Is that true?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And that comes from the Scorpio part. So even though your official birthday is a Libra, I see like underscoring of Scorpio personality there, which is good because I'm going to tell you why. You've got some of the better attributes of both the Libra and the Scorpio, so that's a good thing, right? I mean, if you could pick and choose, you'd want to pick the good stuff, right?
Correct.
The thing about the year coming up, let me say this. I want you to concentrate, if you would, for me one moment. Just concentrate on something that you've been thinking about that's been really stressing you out, that you've been worrying about for the coming year. I want you to focus on that in your mind. I want you to see it in your mind's eye. I want you to focus on it really, really hard. Are you doing that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Alrighty. One of the things that you're really worried about is finances for the upcoming year. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so what I want to tell you is that I see that money is going to be okay. Now, you're wondering, well, how's that going to happen? Because you don't foresee anything coming down the pike that could make that happen. I'd like to tell you that on Tuesday of, January 8th or whatever, I don't know, that this money truck is going to pull up in front of your house and you're going to hear it beeping as it backs up into your driveway. I don't see it that way happening, but I do see finances coming to you, okay? And I don't know how, but I see that they're coming. And so I see a buildup in what we call net, and that means net worth, all right? So somehow this money's going to come to you, and I see coming close to spring is where the money's going to come to you. And the reason why I say spring, and again, this is something that I do very much like Peter Cannell does. We were discussing this last night. In my mind, I see the calendars and almost a wheel, and I go around it. And when I see the month that it stops at, it's almost like the Wheel of Fortune, and the ticker stops, and it just that's where the little arrow stops, and it's showing me April-ish of 2013. So. Don't worry. I know that you're worried about finances. You will get through with your current state of finances. It will get better. So don't worry about that, okay? And I know that was, like, the number one thing you were most concerned about. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay.
That and my car,
all right.
Yes.
Okay, now, let's talk about the car, okay? I'm going to ask you a silly question. Okay, what I will tell you is, you will have transportation.
Okay.
I don't know in what form, okay? I don't know if you'll have that car or it'll be another car, but you will have transportation, okay?
Okay.
Very important for you to know.
Okay.
All righty. You will have transportation. So the money's going to be okay. Looking at my calendar, the little arrow is pointing to and that's in my mind, of course. It's, it's not like I'm sitting here flicking a little dial, which would be somewhat scary if I was. but it's showing me in my mind's eye we're looking at April-ish of 2013. So that's where something's going to happen there. But you will have transportation. It's going to happen. Don't worry. All right. Talk to me about your mother.
Well, she's coming next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to stay with me a week before my birthday.
Okay. Because I feel like that's something you're excited about but a little stressed.
Yeah, I love my mother, but we can't be together too long.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I'm sensing that. And what the angels are saying is embrace the time. Embrace the time. And remember, you can put up with anything for a short period of time.
Right.
Because there's a lot of good in that, too. Do you know what I'm saying?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So to be able to embrace the good, you have to ignore some of the stuff that sometimes gets on our nerves because you have two alpha females in the house. You know how that goes.
Yes.
Right? But that's okay because you'll do fine with that, all right?
Okay.
Just remember, she's your mama, okay?
Right, yes. Oh, wow.
You can get through this. You can do it. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Listen, you're so welcome. I'm so glad you called in. Thank you so much for calling in, okay?
Thank you for taking my call. Have a good one.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye now. I liked her.
Yeah, she was sweet.
She was sweet. She had, you could tell she had joy in her heart, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, stresses, that sometimes people think, oh, you know, I have this money problem or I have, you know, job problems or, you know, transportation problems. Everybody's going to have problems like that at some point. And sometimes they last longer than they should.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, everybody's got problems, and you just got to sit there and say, well, it is what it is. And I think she's doing a good job of doing that.
Yeah,
and
she seems
and
like she has a good positive attitude.
She does,
mm-hmm.
really, a really good positive attitude. So I really like that. So that was pretty good. All righty here. We're going to go ahead and take another caller. Sound like a good idea?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. And this is from area code 602 with a prefix of 696. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Jenny. This is Carla.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
I'm fine. That was a really good reading that you did for that lady.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And where are you calling from, Carla?
Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. Isn't that funny? We just spoke about Arizona with Jessica.
I know you did.
The
mountain.
My rock. Exactly, exactly. So how can we help you this evening?
Well, I have a couple of legal things going on. One of them's tomorrow, and the other one is a lawsuit I filed against my former landlord that I filed on the 8th of August. I needed to know what you see regarding that, whether it's going to be settled or when it might be settled or whatever you can pull up.
Okay. Let me do this. I'm going to have you do as I asked that woman to do as well. And your question is, on the 8th of August, you're wanting to know if that's going to be settled or if you're actually going to go to court. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I want you to focus on that. I want you to focus on your attorney. Do you have an attorney right now?
No. I know how to do all the forms, and I've already filled them out and stuff like that. So.
Okay. All righty. I want you to focus right now. I want you to look down. And I want you to focus on the paperwork that you filled out. And I want you to focus your energy onto the pen that you used to fill out that paperwork. Okay. And so the question is, will it get settled? I'm going to tell you that I think that there's a part of it. I know this is going to sound odd. I'm getting there's a part of it that will be settled and a part that won't be settled. And I don't know how to explain that, but I feel as if there if you agree to a much lower settlement, it could get settled, but otherwise you're probably going to have to go to court.
Right. It's around $9,100 is what it's worth.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're going to want you to settle for less, or this could be settled for less. But I have a feeling that's not going to be acceptable. So therefore, I believe that court's going to be on the agenda. I'm sorry, it doesn't mean that you have to go that route, but that's what I see based on the energy I'm connecting to right now.
Okay.
I want you know I always like to be, and that's not a negative thing. Okay. It's not a negative thing, but let me check something else out here. Hold on. Okay, this might sound silly, but I feel like they're going to offer you around a certain amount. I feel like they're going to offer you like $2,300. Does that make sense for some reason?
Well, they can offer any amount they want.
Well, no, but I mean, I don't know if they've even offered you anything yet. But
no,
for some
haven't.
Reason, the amount they haven't. Okay, I feel like $2,300 is what they're. I don't know why, but that's what I'm feeling. And then of course it will be your choice what direction you want to go in. And as you know, the angels will never affect your free will. So that will be your choice on whether you want to move forward or not.
Well, for $2,300, I'm not going to settle. I mean, if they offered me like between $6,000 and $7,000, I might settle, but. Not for $2,300.
Well, and then I would agree with you. And actually, I happen to know you'd settle for $5,400. I don't know why, but that's also what I'm being told. I think that you may have to actually go to court. And the funny thing It's possible the day you go to court, 10 minutes before, they'll agree to the settlement. Because often what I see and what I'm sensing even with this one is they really don't want it to go that far.
So when do you see it going to court or being settled? Can you tell when that might be?
Date-wise, let me see. I'm going to try and focus. I'm getting mid-October sometime.
Okay.
Mid-October. Now, that could be off by 2 weeks. I'm not, you know, timing is very, very hard when the angels give it to me. But if I say mid-October, then I would say October 15th to November 15th. And I know that you'd like to know 2 weeks and it's good to go.
Even if we go to court, we wouldn't go to court until, like, April of next year.
Well, I can only tell you what I'm saying.
They haven't even answered the complaint, so.
Well, I know this. I know that they're going to try and offer you a smaller amount. You're going to decline it. You're going to end up going to court. And I see between April 15th and, like, the 1st of November where that settlement may come in. Now, does that mean it could go till next year? It's possible, but I'm not very good with timing on this. I'm not very good. I can only tell you what I'm being shown. I wish I could say it's going to be October 15th, 2012, but I can't tell. So I the one thing you will always find with me, I won't tell you something I don't see, only what I do see.
Okay.
All right, because I'm not going to make something up. Obviously, you don't want me to make something up, but more importantly, the amount that they're going to first give you, like I said, is around $2,300 is what I see.
Okay.
And you're going to decline that.
Right.
Okay. And I know you want this to be over and done. You certainly don't want to have this to drag on for a whole year. But they will let it drag on as long as they can, thinking you'll settle.
Well, yeah, I sort of need the money to survive on.
Yeah,
but I'm not
I know.
For 23, but.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny? Why am I getting this strong intuitive sign from you? You're very intuitive, aren't you?
Yeah. People always tell me that.
People always tell you that. You are very intuitive, but it's hard to read yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, for the most part, I can usually know what other people are doing stuff, yeah.
Okay, all right. I just feel ultimately confident that what I see going on right now, what I feel is going on right now for you, is this is like a growth period for you. Something new is supposed to be coming over the horizon for you, something that this is like a learning experience for you. Something's going to be coming into your life that you never thought or dreamed you would be involved in or participate in, and it's going to be one of the best things that ever happened to you.
Okay, and when might that be happening?
Again, I'm not getting time frames on this. This is going to be between now and when this final payment comes through for this lawsuit. So I feel like this is all going to happen, but it's going to happen, again, in God's time, not the time frame that the agenda that you have set, and you have to let it unfold the way it's supposed to. So there's something new that you would never dream of participating in that's going to be it's like going to open up your world.
Well, there's a medical study that I'm screening for in San Diego at the end of October, and it's paying $10,000. But because we have to be there for 7 weeks and then go back 14 days later, we won't get our checks until like the first week of February.
Okay, all righty. I don't know if that's it, but that certainly could be it. Like I said, it's something new that's coming on the horizon. So keep your eyes open, keep your ears open. Expect this thing to come because it is definitely coming your way, okay?
Okay, and so how are my finances going to be between now and February?
Very tight. I see they're going to be very tight. But you're going to get by. But you are going to get by the skin of your teeth. I'm not going to lie to you. You know that as well as I do. But it will be there. You'll have enough to do what you've got to do. It will be there, so don't worry.
Okay.
It will be there, okay?
All right.
Will you get scared? Yes, you will. But don't be, because it will work out. There'll be, I can't explain how you're going to be provided for, but you will be.
Well, I know. I asked somebody who loaned me money a year and a half ago. I called him at his office today, but he hasn't called me back. So hopefully he'll call me tomorrow and loan me some money.
See? It's always amazing how these things, and again, you know, the angels aren't showing me, well, you know, Ted Roberts of 2789 Oak Street is going to come out with a $20,000 check for you, but they show me that you're going to be provided for. Yeah, wouldn't it be great if it was that way? I could say, okay, just drive to this address, and they'll have an envelope of cash for you. That sounds like a drug deal. You don't want to do that. But I'm going to tell you, you will be provided for, and that's what counts. And because you've worked with your intuition enough, you know when I say that, it doesn't mean it's going to fall out of the sky, you know, in a parachute at your front doorstep. It means that you, through whatever efforts you're going to make, this is going to be made available to you. You're going to be fine, okay?
Do you see me writing any clients up between now and November, the end of November?
Writing any clients up?
Well, that's what I do for a living. I write clients up, and then I can't get a commission off of them.
Okay. I'm asking the angels now, and again, they're not giving me an answer on that, so I can't say yes or no. I'm just not getting an answer on that. I'm not connecting to that. And again, I will never just make something up just because. So I will have to say to you, I'm not getting any energy on that. But I am getting the energy on hold on tight. It's a rocky ride, but you're going to be fine.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
I promise you. All right? And
I'll call you back if I can. No, I'm just joking.
Well, call me back and let us know how well you're doing. Okay, Carla?
Okay.
All right. God bless you, honey. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and we're going to take a very short song break because I'm sure everybody could hear the phone breaking up a little. Now, this isn't this is the connection to Blog Talk Radio. It's not our system here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a short song, and then I'm going to come and I'm going to dial out and dial back in, and hopefully we will not go down during that process. So we'll be back in 2 minutes and 22 seconds.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Only way. not see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way.
Discovered that one of our major problems here is that the call-in line for me to the show is obviously the one that's been experiencing all the difficulties.
Yeah, apparently.
With three different phones, and so we know that it's not the headsets and it's not the phones, it is the line. So I apologize. So Jessica was kind enough to switch lines with me.
So everyone sounds so crackly.
I know, and that's not fun. And it's hard to hear what people are saying because it sounds like...
It's like everybody's 1,000 years old.
So you all sound really old. But because we wasted a little bit of time doing songs back-to-back, I want to go ahead and get to the next caller right away. And this caller is coming from prefix 229561. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Dr. Jenny. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My name is... Thank you. My name is Bertie, and I live in South Georgia. My son, Mike. I'm sorry?
I know. I feel like I've spoken to you before, but just the name. I don't know why. I feel a connection to you. Have we spoken before?
Yes, we have. We have. You. Okay. In fact, we've discussed my son, Mike, before.
Okay.
Mike will be 25 on October 28th. And he is thinking of going to the Barbara Brennan School in Miami next year. Is that a good move for him?
The Barbara Brennan School next year. Let me take a look. Well, angels, I'm going to tell you that from what I can tell from your son, and now I'm connecting very well, your son does have some incredible, incredible abilities. He's a very sensitive young man. And I want to be careful what I say here because I don't want to bring anything that is just coming back to me now, as it always does. But I think that some of the things that have gone on in his life is because of his abilities. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Do I believe that he has the ability to be a healer? Yes, I do. Do I believe that he has the ability to work as a spiritual advisor? Yes, I do. Do I think that he would be dedicated to doing this? I actually do. And I think that's one of your concerns, is that he'll start and stop. Am I correct in that assumption?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And you know what's funny? I think that by him moving forward and actually embracing this, because honestly, I feel like there has been so many changes in his life and he's never been able to settle on anything, because I think when you have the kind of gift that I believe he does have, that if you don't let it out, it slowly suffocates you. And I would love to see him do that. And I can be honest with you is that I don't know Barbara Brennan. I've heard of her. I've heard of the School of Healing, but I don't know. I can't say yay or nay for the school as far as personally knowing any information about it. But I do know that there have been many people who have attended it, and I do know it's very professionally run. Okay.
Okay.
If that helps. Now, do you know much more about her than that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I do know he's got a lot of light around him. I know he's an old soul, and I know that he works with three archangel realms.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else, Bertie? I don't know if you've ever noticed this about your son. Do me a favor. I've been doing this tonight, and I'll explain to everybody why I'm doing this. I'm going to have you focus on your son. I want you to focus on his face right now. I want you to focus on his face. And I want you, as you're looking at him, I just want you to think how much you love him. And I want you to continue focusing on his face. And as you do that, what I want you to do for me is to put in your mind's eye what you hope for his future more than anything else. Okay. Now, in doing that, I'm going to ask you to just tell us what color hair. I know what color hair he has. Can you write down what color hair he has? Can you tell us what color hair he has?
Well, either light brown or dark blonde.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us what color eyes he has?
Dark brown.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Okay. Very good. And I'll explain why I'm doing this in just a wee bit. But the question is, does he have the energy of a healer? Your son is, without a doubt, an empath. You already know this, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
My husband has the TV on.
Okay.
My son just today was telling me that he feels, if somebody's in a bad mood, he feels that everybody's energy around him affects him. And I said, you're an empath.
Right. So it's no mistake that you would call into the show and the angels would validate that by showing me that right now, okay? That's not a mistake. Your son has never felt like he fit in anywhere, correct?
Exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that, because with his skills and his abilities and how he senses things, he needs to learn how to control that, because it can be very overwhelming. And when you know things about people and you don't know why you know them or how you know them, and you know whether people are generally good or maybe generally not good or possess a lot of negative energy, and no one else can see it but you do, after a while, people start to look at you a little odd. Like, you know, they don't understand why you're so reserved. But what they don't understand is that when you get too close to people, you start picking up those energies. And that's very hard if you don't know how to handle them. At the School of Healing, they will teach him how to handle that as an empath, how to control that, how to block those things out. Because if you don't, there are a lot of people, I'm going to say this, a lot of people that are on medications today that wouldn't be on medications if they would learn how to block out those feelings. Because they get overwhelmed with it from everybody, and it just makes them feel like they're losing it, you know?
Right.
And there's actually a lot of priests who have said that they feel that there's a lot of energies out there, and those energies, when people are empathic, people take them in, and it's very hard for them. And there have been a lot of priests who've actually come out and said that if people would learn how to utilize that, then that they wouldn't have the trouble that they're having, and they probably wouldn't have to take medications that they're taking. So I wish everybody who is in a situation where you know, they feel they don't feel like they're part of everything, and they have to step back because of the way they're feeling, would embrace the opportunity to maybe look and see if maybe they have some of these wonderful intuitive skills, a gift of intuition, or being an empath, or being a medium. You know, the clear seeing, clear knowing, clear hearing. These are the type of things that, you know, people don't always understand it. It's just the way they always were. You know, I know that in the group that we were in last night, somebody was saying something, and it was funny because I know that Peter and myself just basically, you know, we knew. Sometimes you don't know how to explain medical intuitive. I wouldn't say I'm a medical intuitive, and yet I use a chakra stick, and I can tell where people have pain. But I recently bought an artist's wooden dummy because I found that I might be able to pinpoint even further, and in fact I was. Didn't know I had it, but if I didn't do that and explore it and I wasn't open to it, it wouldn't have happened. But can you imagine somebody doing that who doesn't have the skills, who hasn't been working as a professional psychic all these years, and who hasn't had the validations that I've had? Can you imagine what it must be like for them to just know? How scary that is, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say embrace the school opportunity. Definitely let him go. How's the husband feeling about this? Not so great?
We haven't told him. Well, he thinks everything psychic or anything like that is hokey pokey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we haven't told him.
Okay. Well, you know, he decide what you're going to tell him. I can't tell you how to handle that, but I can tell you that I think your son will excel and finally feel like he finally found where he belongs.
Well, he's good at massage, and I said, well, duh, you know, pranic healing,
right.
anything along those lines, you know, he's great at. He also, when he's driving along, all the street lights turn off when he just passes them.
Mm-hmm. That happens to a lot of people, believe it or not, and it doesn't happen to you, does it, Birdie?
No.
No. It happens to me.
It happens to me, yeah.
All the time. And for the people it happens to all the time, if they see it happening to somebody else, they're like, oh, that happens to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact, there's only certain people who possess a higher level of energy, a higher level of vibration where it happens to them. And it's kind of neat. And that's also a sign that you're operating at a higher level, a higher vibration, higher energy. So I'm encouraging him to expand and to learn as much as he can, because I think that you're going to find that your son finally found his home.
Good. Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And it was great hearing from you. It's been a long time, so I'm really glad that you called in tonight.
Thank you. You have a good evening.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye now.
God bless. Bye-bye.
That was kind of neat.
Yeah.
I think she's called into the show probably about a year ago.
Wow.
Yeah. But I think I spoke with her personally probably about a year and a half ago. I don't know how I remember.
Good memory. I was going to say that.
I don't know how I remember.
A year and a half. I'm lucky I remember people I talked to yesterday.
I don't know how I remember these things. I simply do. I don't know how. It just, I don't know.
It's a gift.
It's a gift, of course. There you go.
There you go.
Alrighty. Now, let's do this. Let's say I want to welcome Kelly to the chat room. I saw she's in there. I'm so thrilled that she's conscious. She knows why. I won't go into detail.
conscious?
Yeah, she'll understand. and so happy to see her in there. And I want to talk a little bit about, let's talk a little bit about this, because this is something, you know, she just talked about the Brennan School of Healing, Barbara Brennan School of Healing. Healing is something that's, you know, something that I was literally led to several
mm-hmm.
years ago using, doing chakra healing. Didn't even know what it was. I will never sit here and claim to be an expert at anything. But what I am very open to when spirit guides me in a certain direction or my angels. And I felt that I was obviously led to because I kept, you know, it started about, 4 years ago. I started waking up in the morning and turning on my computer, and there's Tibetan bowls. I'm like, why are there Tibetan bowls on the screen of my computer? Go on to another site. All of a sudden, it takes me to these Tibetan bowls. I'm like, what? I don't even know what Tibetan bowls are, you know? and so it was the weirdest thing, and it happened. It kept happening. And after a couple of weeks of it, I said to my husband, I don't know what this is about, but apparently I'm supposed to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And that journey led me into chakra healing. And it's kind of like chakra healing is working with the seven energy centers of the body. Now, you have thousands and thousands of different chakras in your body that need to be healed or need to be always in balance. But the point is there are seven main ones that go along your spinal column from the top of your head down to your tailbone. And what a lot of people don't realize is that in chakra healing, you have to be in the right vibration. It's almost like tuning a fine instrument. And so with chakra healing, we do that, and we use Tibetan bowls. But I needed extra kick. I wanted to get better healing, faster healing, healing in ways that were even more natural, if that's possible. It's kind of like taking chakra healing and putting it on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as you know, we started doing crystal healing.
Mm-hmm.
And Jessica worked with me at the Chakra Healing Center. And what we do is we actually use the Tibetan bowls. We use what we call binary sound, where you're in headsets, you're in a massage chair, and we do this, by the way, also long distance over the phone all the time, and we work with crystals, and we actually focus the crystals for different areas on your body, and then we up the amps a little bit by taking crystal quartz points. And so suppose I'm connecting just like I was tonight, having people focus on something. If you're connecting with it as they're focusing on it, you can bring it and tune it in and direct the energy towards that. And so we work a lot with people who are having trouble in love or looking for romance. And we use rose quartz, and we do crystal healing with rose quartz. It's called a rose quartz crystal healing. And one of the best things about that is it actually will allow you the healing benefits of endless love. Well, let me explain what I mean by that. A lot of people have gotten out of a relationship that tore them apart, but they're still holding on to it in their hearts. They don't know how to let go. A divorce, a relationship. You're thinking it might come back, it might not come back. You're afraid to stop thinking about them because we've all learned about manifesting, and we're afraid if we don't think about them every moment of the day, then you're not going to be able to manifest them to come back. But the truth is, in order to make that person come back, whether they're going to come back or not, you still need to heal your heart. And so rose quartz is a very soft, gentle energy that helps heal relationships by bringing more love into your life, raising your vibration, raising the level of your self-worth, your self-esteem, and increasing your self-love, which is the most important. It'll actually penetrate your heart chakra, deep into the heart chakra, so it allows that healing of the heart and matters of the heart on every level. It will ease heartache, it'll relieve stress, but it will also open your heart so that you're more able not only to give love but to receive love. Because here's the thing, if you don't love yourself and honor yourself, you're not going to be putting that energy out there. And if you're not putting that energy out there, you're not going to get the love that you're looking for. It's really an important little fact, but it's a big fact. And I'm going to tell you that crystal healing with rose quartz, if you're looking for love, trying to find romance, this is one of the best ways to do it, because it opens up your heart chakra. And we've all seen people that, you know, that kind of send off that energy, like, don't come near me, don't talk to me,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be. And that's what people do when they've come out of a relationship, or they think that they're, you know, they're like kryptonite in love relationships and romance. And that energy just expounds, or it comes out of every pore of their
mm-hmm.
being. And so people, guys, tend to stay away. And so what we want to do is we want to pour that love and that openness and that wonderful chemistry of love, so that pours out of every pore and every fiber of their being, so they actually attract love, and
mm-hmm.
that's really important. So if someone who does crystal healing in your area, take a look at it. If not, give us a call. We can do it over the phone. It takes an hour, but crystal healing is very, very positive, and it really works. And I can tell you this, it can also make you reach a point where, even though you're hurting from a past relationship, suddenly it just doesn't hurt anymore. And it doesn't mean that you don't still love that person, don't
mm-hmm.
still wish they were back in your life, but the awful, incredible pain associated with that disappears. And that's one of the things that I hear from so many people. Or after a rose quartz crystal healing, they'll say to me, you know, I don't know, I just have this energy like that. I just know something's going to happen really positive really soon. And they end up meeting people and all that. And again, it's because you become a magnet to it. And it really
mm-hmm.
does work. So any kind of crystals are great. They're put there by God. They're natural. All crystals were put there by God. So it's not like this is something that's fabricated, something weird. It's what God put on this earth for us to use in any way that we can. And I truly believe that if you work with crystals, get a book on crystal healing too if you want to. You want to keep your crystals clean. Make sure that you run them under water. Sometimes people put them out in the sun. Do not put them in salt water. I don't believe in that. I think it can pit your crystals. Do not. A lot of people like to use soap on them. Again, I don't recommend it. I keep my crystals clean. I use amethyst and citrine and all kinds of crystals, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But all the ones that I use, I can tell you, and Jessica can see it right here, I've got a little makeup brush.
Mm-hmm.
And every single day I brush my crystals off.
I know. You asked me earlier if I wanted to brush off your crystals,
yes.
And I'm like, no.
No, I don't think I do.
Thanks, I'll pass.
I think it's also, you know, have you ever had one of those sand, you know, those Yen gardens?
Oh, yeah, I love those.
Okay, so it's kind of the same thing. You're just sitting here gently brushing off the crystals. And
mm-hmm.
I use crystals with natural points. And a lot of people say to me, what's the difference between a polished stone and a natural?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're looking at this is obviously in its natural state.
Right.
It's got many different points. Well, the energy comes out of the points. Wherever the points are is where the most energy is. And so, therefore, we want to make sure that I like crystals in their natural state. Doesn't mean I don't carry polished ones once in a while, but in this particular case, I like to use the points because that's where all the energy is generated out of. So keep your crystals clean. You can put, a lot of people like to put them out on the night when there's a full moon. Nothing wrong with that. I think it's a great idea. I say get some moonlight, get some sunlight on them, keep them clean.
And what does that do exactly?
It what you want to do is clear energy from your stones. Now, that people say to me, oh, negative energy? No, just energy.
Mm-hmm.
You want to recharge the stone because you want it to have, of course, positive energy, but the stone is only going to give you certain energy. And so you want to clear it of any energy it might have. And if you go to a store, again, we've talked about this on Sunday Night Show, you pick a stone that works for you. In other words, sometimes you'll be looking at a bunch of different rocks and stones and crystals at the gem and mineral store, and you're looking around, and and all of a sudden one just calls out to you. And Jessica and I actually had one that was called calcite. Do you remember that, Jessica?
Yeah, I did, and I love the feel of it. It had a warming feeling. It just made me feel peaceful as soon as, and I just stayed at the table with that, and I loved it. And I bought one, and I took it home.
You did.
And I carried it around for a while.
For a long time. And you
now I lost
carrying
it. I don't know what I did with it.
I bought several that day. I've got one left because I keep giving them away.
I know. They disappear.
They disappear because, somebody will say to me, well, even last night, I had an earring, a Moldavite, you know.
Yes.
And the guy, when he was holding it, said that he it just calmed him, and that's, you know, crystals do calm. So what I would say, and by the way, Kelly, thank you for that, because Kelly was the one who sent me those Moldavites.
Oh, how cool.
But what I will say is that the calcite is a calming stone.
Uh-huh.
And it is. So it actually, if you look it up,
it's just smooth and nice, and, you know.
It looks like butter.
It looks like an orange.
It does, actually. Really.
Looks like I could eat it.
I know. And it's such a nice thing. I often like to hold it when I'm talking to clients and just put my thumb on it. But so if you're going to look at crystals, pick up a crystal healing book. You can get one at Barnes & Noble for like $20. And you can pick up these crystals and these rocks for under $10.
Oh, yeah.
You know, depending on what you're
under
looking
$5.
For a small piece, you can get them for $1. If you're looking for some of the nicer, larger pieces, you know, you can spend a lot more. But you don't need a big piece. You know?
No.
You just need a small piece. So take a look at those because they're wonderful and they really do work. And I highly recommend them. So there you go. Now, onward and upward. Do you think we should take another call?
I think it's time.
So we will take a call from area code 313 with a prefix of 685. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. Hello? 313-685? Okay, we're going to put them on
nobody's
hold.
Home.
I think nobody's home. We'll go to the very next caller, which is area code 510 with a prefix of 395. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty
doing
good. What's your first name?
My name is Tasha.
Say it again.
Tasha.
Tasha. Okay, now Tasha, is that your real first name?
Yes.
Is that your God-given birth name?
Yes.
Just not the name people call you. Okay, very good. All righty. And what part of the wonderful country are you calling from? New Mexico?
California.
Okay, all righty. Tell us what we can do for you tonight.
I'm glad that y'all took my call. I'm very happy about that because I wanted to talk to my angels on regard to my relationship with Andre. I want to know, will it be a long-term relationship?
With Andre. Okay. So your question is, will your relationship with Andre be a long-term relationship? I'm going to ask you to focus on Andre right now. I want you to put his face in your mind's eye. I want you to concentrate as much as you can on what he looks like, almost as if he's sitting right in front of you. And I want you to, as you're looking at that, I want you to generate the feelings that you have for him. Okay, now, what I'm going to tell you about Andre is that this relationship, I feel like it's not a bad relationship, you know, like it's okay. But I also feel like you've been hurt so many times that you're waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
And so you're questioning not really whether it's going to work, but how long you're going to let it work. Does that make sense? Let me ask you, what's your biggest red flag with Andre?
Basically, he's drinking.
And you've talked to him about it, but it's like walking on hot coals every time you try to mention it, right? Here's the thing. I don't see that Andre's going to ever stop drinking. Now, I'm not saying he won't for sure, but I'm not seeing that he will. And I'm seeing that he's probably going to drink for a good long time. I see there'll be times when he'll drink more, there'll be times when he'll drink less. but I don't see that Andre, at this point in time in his life, has a good reason to stop. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I do agree with you.
And it doesn't make him a bad person. It just means that he uses this to kind of self-medicate, if you know what I'm talking about, because he, you know, I always say, do you know what I'm talking about? Because I know you know what I'm talking about, and I just say, talking about. I just realized I must have said that 1,000 times today. I think that he does use the alcohol to self-medicate. I think that he sometimes has some very low periods. Would this be correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and so the alcohol is his way of self-medicating. Now, the other thing I do see, too, that he had a childhood that was absolutely bizarre. Are you aware of that?
He speaks of it from time to time, but he don't give me details. But I could tell because the way he drinks, like he's burying himself in his emotions, and he tends to lash out and say things not appropriate when I'm around.
Right, exactly. And one of the reasons is he doesn't feel like he's worthy of your love.
Okay.
Has he ever said that to you?
Yeah, he has. Because he can't understand why that I feel the way that I feel about him. Because I tell him I accept
like, why
you
would
for
you
who
be
you
with
are.
Him?
Yeah.
I know. And what I will tell you is stick with him.
Okay.
I know that's a weird thing for me to say. I'm not supposed to tell you to stay with him. But stick with him for a little bit and then make your choice. I can't tell you why I'm saying that. And again, I can't tell you to stay with him. But yet I'm saying stick with him. Give him a little rope. Give him a little rope.
Okay.
He's a good man, and you know that. And he does love
you. Yeah. Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Okay, all right. And if you ever want to call and do a private reading, you can go to my website at drginny.com, or you can call me on my toll-free number, 1-800-375-3446. But you'll find that if you stick with him, give him a little bit of rope, I think he'll make some good changes, okay?
Okay. Is there any other woman in his life besides me that he's dealing with?
None of them that he feels the way he does about you.
Okay. So will it head to a long-term relationship? Do you see that? If he does make a change,
I see that if you want it to be a long, yeah. If you want it to be a long-term relationship, it will be. What I do know is that you are meant to be in his life right now. That you are an asset to him. I think that you could help make his life better, but don't feel like you have to be his savior. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Don't lose yourself in it, okay? And I'm not saying that you're going to be with him for the rest of your life, but right now I think you're a good influence on him.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. God bless you, and thank you for calling in, okay?
Okay.
That's always a hard one. And I think
that is hard.
Now is a good time to read this beautiful prayer that was sent to me by the Capuchin Franciscan Friars, giving us God's abundant blessings. And I'm going to say it now because I think this is the right time, especially.
Okay. Yeah, sounds
definitely
good.
Definitely pray this for her and everybody else that's
mm-hmm.
on, but her boyfriend and everyone else that either listens to this show now or has family or friends that might listen at the future or even just talk about it. Gracious God, through the heavenly intercession of dear Saint Padre Pio, shower your graces upon us. Bless all our families and our homes. Watch over us each day. Be our guardian here and our constant companion when we are away. Provide us all with what we need for good health, prosperity, and happiness. Lord, grant us your peace, your hope and forgiveness, your compassion and your love, so we may be united forever with you and with one another. Amen.
Amen.
That's a beautiful prayer. And don't
it
forget.
It is, absolutely.
This Sunday, the 23rd, they are celebrating the feast day of Padre Pio, Father Padre Pio.
Cool.
Father is Padre, so it's like saying Father.
Father.
I know, but I don't know why I can't say feast day of Padre Pio, which is how it should be said.
Right.
Say Father Padre Pio, which is incorrect because Padre is father. So it's feast day of Father. I'm an odd one, aren't I? Yes. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we need to do right now, without further ado, you know it. We're going to take another call.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a good idea. I think it's a good idea. This one is area code 513 with a prefix of 708. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Jenny, and hello, Jessica.
Well, hello, and who are we speaking to tonight?
It is Grace.
Grace, how are you?
Hey, Grace.
Hello, sweetie.
I was going to call you, Grace, on a separate thing, and I have kind of not had the time, but I'm going to try and make the time tomorrow. I don't know if you're going to be around. But I'd like to
I tell
give you,
you what.
A call.
Well, I tell you what, Friday would be an awesome day.
Okay, Friday it is. I will call you on Friday. And now on to bigger and better things.
Tomorrow is
yes.
Thursday.
Yeah, I know.
I
that's
know.
What she's saying Friday.
Oh,
yeah.
That's why it's Friday.
She's
anyway,
a busy woman.
I am a busy woman. But you know what? I need to find out, Dr. Jenny. You know my real name is Deborah. So. If that helps you to connect into the energy, my birth name is Deborah, like Deborah in the Bible. But I go by Grace because all of my friends have always said that I have been like my great Aunt Grace. You know, always been a stubborn one.
I don't want to be stubborn, but okay.
No, but doesn't that ring true?
You know, yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
but I love the name Grace.
Inside joke there, but I have been very stubborn.
That's so funny. Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, I am hoping this Friday that I get my little teddy bear back. And I want to see if you see that going through smoothly and happily for all parties involved.
Your little teddy bear back.
That's what I call him. He was my little dog.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right at about a year old.
Mm-hmm. And are you putting a picture of him in your mind right now?
Yes.
Okay. And I want you just to envision yourself stroking his back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what I'm going to say to you is I see that there's a good chance that you will. I can't say for certain, but I'm seeing there's a good chance that things are positive that could happen. Now, is that supposed to happen on Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully that is issue and with being an empath myself, I feel that God gives us all these little messages, and you know I had given him to a very, very wealthy family.
Okay.
And anyway have missed him terribly. And I did not realize that this family has three homes. They have one here, they have one in Maine, and they have one in California. And when they're not home, or when they're at all of these different places, Ted is at a shelter, at, you know, being boarded.
Oh.
They don't take him. Right. And one of the reasons I had given him up was because I felt guilty not being home. And at nighttime,
right.
You know, nighttime I'm here. And he's got my undivided attention from the time I get home. He sleeps with me and everything. So, anyway, to make a long story short, 2 weeks ago tonight, I came home and I had two notices on my door. One from a sheriff's department and another one from a humane society saying that they needed to speak to me immediately regarding a dog bite. Well, see, Ted has a microchip in him. So first thought was, okay, he's gotten out, and he fit someone. They picked him up. They scanned him. people I gave them to, we did not get this change, you know.
Uh-huh.
So naturally, it's going to come to me and not them.
Of course.
Yes. Well, so I get in touch with them, and they said, no, he is at a kennel unless he fits someone at the kennel, because we're in California. And anyway, to make another long story short, I find out, after not sleeping all night and talking, that a dog had been bitten here at the community where I live, and my address is 104, but the dog that had bit someone lives at 1004. So they left out a zero, okay?
Okay.
Yes. So anyway, Ted is fine. You know, I was afraid they were going to euthanize him, you know. So anyway, I felt like, you know, that was a message saying that, you know what, he needs to be back in your care, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I have
you know what,
that
it's funny. Yeah, I agree. It was an on-purpose accident.
Yes.
You know. That's how I feel, like everything happens for a good reason.
Yep. And then the lady, when I told her, I said, well, naturally, you know, the reason why this came to me was because he's chipped in my name and, you know, until I sign. It's like, I never realized this, but when you chip an animal, you get this piece of paper, and it's like when if you give them up or sell them or whatever, it's like signing over a piece of property that they cannot change that chip until you have signed over that piece of paper. So that is like the little catch 22 that I feel is going to bring him back to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I agree. And now you have spoken to these people though, right?
Yes.
And they're okay with
it. Well, you know, there's a little bit of hostility towards it, but what it all boils down to is the fact that they know that I feel that I gave them to him thinking that he was going to have owners with him at all times. They're a retired couple, you know, not jet setters who leaves a dog at, you know, I mean, I'm the people at the little place where they leave him know him probably better than the owners that come and get him, you know, that he stays with. And that's what hurts me. And I had a dream. I had a dream that, oh, my goodness. And I believe that I did an astral travel to him. He was looking me in the face, and he kept saying, and I was rubbing him behind his ears, and he's like, when are you coming to get me?
Mm-hmm. You know, I just feel like, I just think that it's important that you feel that you know you're doing what you need to do.
Okay.
And there's a part of me that thinks that you're feeling a little bit guilty.
Well, you know what? I don't want to break their heart. You know,
can I ask you something? You're a dog owner, or you were.
Yes.
You bet. When you travel a lot,
yes.
Who do you miss the most? Your dog, right?
Yes.
If you're traveling,
whenever I travel, I would take him with me.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you, we do the same thing, and we have not taken trips where we cannot take our dog.
Right.
We have driven to Maine on more occasions than I care to count on ten toes and 10 fingers, because we will not go without our dog.
Mm-hmm.
So when a dog owner loves their pet comes with them.
What
I would say is you have to come to terms with this, though, internally, and not feel like
guilt, because I do feel, I feel that guilt coming from you. But let me ask you, what's going to make you feel less guilty? You don't want to hurt people. Okay, great. You know, it hurts us when we have to tell our children we can't do things that they can't do because we know it's best for them. What you're doing is suggesting your dog comes back to stay with you because you know it's best for your dog, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
See what I'm saying?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So throw
truly,
away the guilt.
Yep. Throw it away. Absolutely.
Because that's
going
to do you justice come Friday.
Yes. And you know, and it's not even as much as the guilt of, you know, taking them from him, but my sister also lives in this wealthy neighborhood, and yeah, that's where you're picking up the guilt, Dr. Jenny.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, again, it's people can only put upon you what you accept.
That's right. You're right.
You know. You know what's best for that dog. I'll tell you a very short story, which you may see the connection, you may not. I have a daughter who's going through physical therapy for her knee because she's in band and she's on it all the time and she twisted it and it's been hurting. And we sent a note to the band director and he said absolutely when she needs to sit down and not do, that's okay. And last night they were doing endurance drills. And it swelled up to twice the size today. And she was upset. And I said, why did you do them?
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, because we had to. I said, no, you did not. Your band director was well aware you didn't have to. But you are responsible for what you do. And you're old enough to say, remember, I can't do these, and just sit it out. I said, you can't put this on. He's not your babysitter.
Right.
You are responsible for making the right decision. And in this case, you're an adult. Yeah, it's a shame that you're hurting their feelings, but it's also probably more a shame that the dog is sitting at a kennel somewhere.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so, you know, it stinks that we have to do what we have to do sometimes. It stinks
yes.
that you have to go and take the dog back. It stinks that my daughter has to get up the courage to say to her band director, yeah, it really hurts, I'm going to sit these for you out. But
right.
it is what it is. And you have to
Let's
do the
learn.
Responsible thing. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So yep. there you
Lessons
have it.
Oh, and you know, and you always, right, well, and you know, and I've talked to Weber and Jay about this too, and you know, and if the shoe was on the other foot, and it was my sister, oh my goodness, she would march right into the sister's door.
Well, of course, you know, of
you know?
Course, you know.
And
of course.
I'm just being very sensitive to it because, you know, I'm sure that there is somewhat attachment to it, to him. You know, they've had him about 7 weeks, but I would say out of the 7 weeks, they might have been with him maybe 3 weeks out of the 7 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So for a month, that dog's been in kennels?
Yeah. Back and forth, yeah. And that's what bothers me. That bothers me more than anything.
Yeah,
I'm
with you. And you know
no.
what? I think that you benefit a lot from that little doggie. So
I do. It's unconditional love, and he is so precious to me. And you know, I named him Theodore or Ted because that means gift from God. And and I prayed about it, and I told God, if I get my Ted back, I promise I'll never give up this gift again. I've learned a
right.
huge, huge lesson.
Well, but also what I want you to do is to remember God will guide this the way he knows it's best for it to be. And
okay.
I do feel that it's going to go in your favor, but remember that God is going to guide it. Okay?
Okay.
Keep that in mind. All righty. I hope this has been helpful.
It has been, very much so. Very much so. You know, we always, when we know ourselves, as being intuitive and everything, and
mm-hmm.
and I know Reverend Jay tells you that, you know, or he's probably told you that, you know, I chat with Metatron all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm. I know, he has told me, yeah.
Yeah.
And God bless you. I mean, that's one of the highest angels, you know.
Oh, he's just absolutely awesome. And every time he knows that I think about the dog, he cries. He has tears in his eyes for me because it breaks his heart that he knows that I've made this mistake. I'm going to own this mistake. When I talk to them Friday, you know, it has been a big mistake, but lessons have been learned. And, you know, if I could go out and buy a new puppy and retrain him and everything, it wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be the same. You know, it's not the same energy as I get from Ted. And I think that's the message that I got when I did, when I felt like I was doing the astro traveling and seeing him and being there with him. I feel his little energy is calling out for me. Like, come and get me already, you know?
Exactly. Can you do us a favor? Because I know that you you have always had a close connection to Metatron. And he's an archangel mostly in Judaism, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And as it's my understanding that he is considered Enoch, who was supposed to be an ancestor to Noah. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. What else can you tell us about him?
Well, it's sort of funny because when he first came into my life, he scared the living daylights out of me.
Oh.
Yes, yeah. He scared me because, you know, I wasn't open, you know, it wasn't that I wasn't open, but I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't
right.
expecting it. And anyway, to me, he came to me and this is how I told Reverend Jay, is you've seen the movie Scrooge, and
right.
you've seen the big burly guy with that
right.
looks like the big king sort of type of person.
Mm-hmm.
That is the way he comes to me.
But at times it's
amazing because at times he can put on, he can make me laugh. And he can make me cry at the same time. He picks up on my energy, and he guides me and tells me. I've had him come in to when I have ran into someone that, and he will guide me to tell someone a message because he'll give me the green light and say that it's okay. This person will
right.
receive this message and needs to know this message. And,
got it.
Yeah, so he comes to me in different ways, in different forms, and it's really funny because when he was giving me a message for Jessica, is there someone that she dated that has called her Jessie? Has anyone ever called her Jessie that dated her?
I'm looking at her. No one's called you Jessie.
Or Jess, or something like that, Jess, J-E-S-S.
Yep. A lot of people call me Jess.
Oh, okay.
Has there anyone that you've dated that specifically called you Jess? How about small hands? I'm sorry. You know, every guy probably who's listening to this just cringed because, let me explain, we, you know, when I say, you know, I'm not even going to go, I'm just going to, you know, everyone has a certain thing that sticks out about them. He had particularly, okay. Okay, so, but there's, apparently Metatron has given you some information for Jessica, right?
Yeah, well, it's someone that she has been around, and it's someone that she kids with a lot, and she's sort of taking them for granted, and they're right there under her nose.
Okay, I'm going to write down an initial. And I'm going to ask you to ask Metatron if you can get me an initial, because I have a feeling.
Well, is it the letter M? Is it an M or a W? Because it can be turned up either way.
Mm-hmm. I happen to know that there was this guy, and she doesn't, and I don't. I want to be careful. Well, I can show it to her here. There's a guy from work.
Mm-hmm.
Who she kind of liked.
Mm-hmm.
And no, you did. Every time you went out with him, you said, you know, I like him, but he lives on in a bad section of town.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The two of us.
Mm-hmm.
See, if this could be a W, he could also go by Bill. I have a feeling that whatever his real name is, he might have like the smaller, like I go by Deb, but my real name is Deborah.
Okay. So Bill. Do you know a Bill?
Maybe Bill, Will, or M. It could be a Michael or a Mike, or you know, it's either M or W. It's upside down. He keeps going zigzag up and down.
I know a Bill and I know a Will.
Do you?
Oh, that's good. Hey.
And which
go.
One do you kid with?
I'm Will. Will's the one I kid with.
And does Will call you Jess?
But these are people that I work with kind of not closely.
But you talk to them. Mhm. Okay. And how old is Will?
He's my age.
Well, I.
But there's also a Bill who I talk to.
He is younger than her.
Oh, younger.
Hmm.
Either of these guys would fit that. Because Bill is older than me, and Will is about the same age as me.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, this is a mystery.
This is a mystery. Well, it'll be interesting to see how it pans out, for sure.
Well, and you know, and you've got to tell her to let her guard down and have fun and relax and enjoy just their company
yeah.
alone. If she can just enjoy being in just that moment, she's going to be amazed at what happened. If she can just, you know, put everything else aside and not think about anything but just the moment that she's in and that just that little surrounding, and she can tune into that, she's going to have fun. She'll have a really good time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
that's, what do you say about that?
That's interesting, because now I'm really wondering who this is.
Because
I don't really have a real...
I don't have
a feel. You know what it is? Where I work, I work with a lot.
Someone, I don't know if it's someone that you really work with, like, on a daily basis, but maybe it's someone who, like, comes in, he is an employee of the company, but maybe he's, like, a distributor or something. You know, he goes to, like, all of the stores or all, you know, and things like that. And he sees you. Yeah, like that. Not like someone that you're in touch with, like, on a daily basis, but, you know, he comes in once a month, makes sure displays look good or whatever, you know, something like that. And that's what I am picking up on.
Okay, well, you've given me a lot to think about. I'll have to really focus on this and think about who it is. Because, like I said, I work with a lot of men, and I work with men through other stores, but it's more phone. We don't really have contact other than on the phone.
Too, so then there is someone that you kid with on the phone.
Yeah.
And I do.
A couple of them I kid with on the phone.
And you know what? And you need to say something like, hey, you know what? You owe me pizza for that. Or, you know what? We need to grab a burger or something like that. Your treat because you just did that. You know what I mean? And before
Now I just want to eat pizza. Now I'm hungry. Now I'll just have to flirt with everybody on the phone, apparently.
I actually met somebody, I can't say more than this, within the last 48 hours that I thought would have been perfect for her. And we're going to wait and see if that materializes. Yeah, we'll
see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, good, girl.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to talking to you Friday.
On Friday. Perfect.
Yep.
Same here.
Yeah.
God bless, and thanks for calling
thanks,
in tonight.
Thanks, Grace.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You girls know that
bye-bye.
You're blessed. Bye, sweetie.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, Grace is always such a delight, isn't she?
Yeah, she's so sweet.
Such a sweet. And I didn't know her name was Barbara.
I had no idea either.
Because
we've been calling her Grace.
But, you know, and here's what's funny. A lot of times when people call in and they give me a name, and it feels like it's maybe a nickname or maybe a name they always called them but not their birth name. I can generally sense that. But with her, she's Grace. Just
right.
Grace. And I never got another energy of another name. So I think she must see herself as Grace so completely.
Right, that name suits her, yeah.
I've always loved
that name. That was my grandmother's name.
I know. As a matter of fact, I was saying that the other day. That's a name I could see naming a child, even now.
That's my daughter's middle name.
Yeah, it's a beautiful,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Your daughter has MGM.
Yep, she's an MGM.
She can be
Studios.
A movie studio. There you go. You know, there was a gentleman that was on, I don't know if it's gentleman, but on 313 with a prefix of 685, and we couldn't hear him before. So I'm going to try it now. 313-685, you're live on the air.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Who am I speaking with?
This is Rodney from Detroit, Michigan.
Rodney from Detroit. How are you doing?
Oh, fine. I have two questions.
Good. Great. Shoot.
Okay. Number one, I've never been in a relationship before. I never had a girlfriend before. I've never been dating before. So when do you see my first relationship coming?
Okay. And what's the second question, Rodney?
And my second question is, when do you see my finances getting good? Because I'm currently, helping people, promote cars and stuff. So do you see anything good in that or my finances?
Okay. All right. Let me take a look here. Let me see. You know, I'm going to tell you that I see a relationship coming, but you're the one that's holding the relationship issue back. That's what they keep telling me. It's not that the opportunity doesn't present itself. You pull yourself back. Why is that?
Well, I probably don't get out of line. My confidence is low because of my finances.
Mm-hmm. What they're showing me is that you actually put yourself in a bubble, and the only reason why you haven't been on a date is because you don't put yourself out there and you don't think you have anything to offer anybody. And that's why I don't quite the angels are showing me, you know, it's your choice. You've made the choice to isolate. And if you didn't isolate, you would have opportunities, but you need to embrace those opportunities. So you'll date once you get out of your bubble and you embrace the opportunities. That's your choice. And money is not king, and I mean that. And anyone who truly, truly is spiritual understands that money is just a means to an end. It doesn't mean that you need it. I realize you're thinking, well, how do you ask somebody out if you have no money? And the way you do that is you ask them out to do something that's clearly... You could ask them to go to church, you can ask them to go to a picnic, you can ask them, and you actually make sandwiches and bring them on a picnic. And let me tell you, girls eat that up, okay? What I'm trying to say to you is you have to put yourself out there, and the angels are so clearly showing me that you're the only one keeping yourself from meeting anybody because you also have some social anxiety. Is that true?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's a big part of it. You've got social anxiety, and your line is really, really staticky. I just want you to know that. it's really hard to hear you. Now, as far as the finances, I'm going to tell you, I'm seeing 1 to 2 years before your finances take a huge leap, and that's because, and I'm gonna shoot this out there, and I hope you don't get offended by this, but I'm just going to put this out there. Do you have you had one of those problems where you don't like to leave the house? You have trouble leaving the house, kind of an OCD issue, a little anxiety when you do?
A little.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I'm sensing this, and I'm sensing, and I actually had somebody that I worked with before, very similar to the energies that I'm getting from you. You are the only one who's going to get you to step outside of your comfort zone and get that first job and start working that job to start bringing in some decent money. I'm going to tell you right now, this is not an issue that you're going to die if you're out there doing this. You are not. Even though you sometimes convince yourself that you are. You know exactly what I'm talking about, correct?
Yes.
Okay, you are not going to die. You will not. And I want you to prove me wrong by stepping and jumping out of your comfort zone and applying for some jobs and going to those jobs. And I know it's uncomfortable for you to even hear me say this to you. I understand that. But until you break free of those self-imposed chains that you've got yourself locked into, you are not going to get a chance to live your life and have the relationship that you desperately want to have.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes, yes.
Okay, Rodney. I'm really glad you called in.
You see any good news about the me trying to help a person sell a car?
I do see that the car will eventually get sold, yes, and I see that you'll actually make some money from that.
Now, do you have a timeline?
Not a lot, but some.
Okay, you have a timeline?
I'm sorry?
You have a timeline on that?
I don't have a timeline on that. I don't. But it will be soon, so don't worry. It will be soon. But I can't give you a specific timeline on that. I wish I could, Rodney. But Rodney, listen to me. You're
okay.
The only one putting these chains on you, and you are not going to die if you go out there and do this. If you go out and get a job, you will not have that anxiety attack.
Yes.
You need to work through it, okay?
I actually called back in June.
Mm-hmm.
And you had told me, like, you seen a relationship coming in August,
mm-hmm.
but I have to go out there.
Uh-huh.
No. Yes.
And did you? No.
No, it didn't. It didn't work.
I know. See, here's this is what the angels are saying. It's out there waiting for you. And I know this because, like I said, I've worked with other people in this before, so I know exactly what I'm saying. I know the energy I'm getting from you, which is why I totally get this. You know, as a psychic, we read the energies, we read the signs and the symbols, and once we connect with it and we know what it is, whenever it comes to us again, we know exactly, bam. Because some people say, my God, how did you know that? Well, because I'm reading the energy, I'm getting it. And in your case, I know exactly what's going on. So if you jump, and I don't mean step, I mean, dude, jump outside your comfort zone, because if you don't, you're never going to get through it. You got to jump out of it and make yourself completely comfortable. And if you do that, you'll be fine. And on that note, I have to cut you off because the show is ending in 30 seconds, so I'm going to thank you for calling in, and please feel free to call in again.
Thank you very much.
And I will pray for you. You're welcome. Good night, Rodney. You know, folks, I want to thank everybody. Jessica, thank you. It's been a great night. We've done a lot of readings. We've done some good readings.
Yeah, it's been great.
We got to read that great prayer by I can't keep saying Father Padre Pio. It's got to be for
Padre Pio.
Otherwise, it's a double, entendre. Okay, this is what I want to say.
What?
The reason why I had everybody focusing tonight and putting it in their minds is because I had Jessica writing down what was coming into her mind before I would say it. So, in other words, she would write it and hide it. I would say it. And then she would turn it over. And what did we discover?
I did pick up some
stuff. She picked up some dynamite stuff. Jessica is going to become a dynamite psychic. It's just a matter of her trusting
dynamite.
And having confidence in herself. But she is now, I think, starting to realize she...
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I have to open up to it more. I think that's the key.
Exactly. And trust in it. Because, you get afraid that you're going to make a mistake. And, you know, you're doing... you can't make a mistake. I mean, you know, you're just reading the messages. You may not interpret them right the first few times, but you'll learn.
Right.
So there you go. Everybody, thank you so much for calling in tonight. Thank you for being part of the show. We appreciate you. We do this because we love being with you on every Wednesday night. Come tune in next Wednesday night or Sunday night when we do the what's the name of that show? Network of Christian Psychics. See, I was
hello.
What is that show? The Network of Christian Psychics, Sunday night, 8 p.m. Tune in for that show or next Wednesday night for the Christian Psychic Cafe. Thank you all, and God bless.
Heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips.